Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the host or guest of the following program may not be those of the staff or management of World Media Ministries or Christ the King Radio.
Welcome to Bible to Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio. We are your hosts, Casper Stockham and Deborah Smith, all the way from Phoenix, Arizona. And we're excited to have you with us today. You know, at Bible to Business, we believe in working hard and praying hard to enhance the success rate of your home-based business. And whether you're a seasoned professional or brand new in the industry, you know, you're going to enjoy this show. And we're excited to have in studios today a guest with us, Brian Watson. I'm going to introduce him to you later because he is just doing some awesome things in the community. But here at Bible to Business, we are about everything from Bible to business. And we also want to pray for your business as well. And we want to teach you how to do that, and we will teach you how to do that. You can go over to our social network is asanetwork.biz. You can also do a Facebook search for ASA Network. And I can't think of any better way to kick this off than to have Deborah come in and help us honor the Father. So, Deborah, will you take it?
Yes. Let's go ahead and pray. Father God, we just thank you. We thank you for your awesome presence. We thank you that you love us so much. You sent your Son to die on the cross for us. Father God, and your Holy Spirit lives within us. We thank you, Father God, that all power in earth is in your hands, Father God, and we can lay our lives before you. We can just get into your presence, Father God, and watch you transform us and transform those around us. Father God, we thank you for the privilege of being your children, and we lift up Christ the King World Radio. We thank you for the work that they're doing to be that light into a dark world, Father God, to get the word out of who you are and the victory that you bring us and how you heal and restore us, Father God, and the World Media Ministries, Father God, that is being a platform for others to be able to get their word out, Father God, and we just thank you for just blessing them and anointing them in a mighty way, and we lift up All-Star Success Alliance, ASA, and the I Am Love Builders, and the Bible to Business Show, Father God, because it's about just really speaking the truth in love, Father God, and helping to improve relationships, Father God, restoring our life with you and building our businesses up in the name of Jesus, Father God, because that's what you called us to do. You called us to go into all the world and preach the gospel, Father God, and that's what we're about. We're going and telling everybody that there's some good news, and it's in Jesus Christ. And Father, we lift up Brian Watson to you, Father God, and we just thank you for him being with us today, Father God, that you would just bless him in a mighty way, Father God, that you give him your wisdom and your anointing, your understanding, Father God, and just you, Father, that you would make a way out of no way for him, whatever he's dealing with, and Father God, that you would just find a way, Father God, to just lift him up, Father God, encourage him where he might be weak, Father God, and bless his wife, Father God, as they partner together, Father God, to change the world, Father God, and blessing others that are struggling with their buildings and where they're going to be and where they're going to have their businesses, Father God. Thank you for blessing him with the anointing to be able to do what they can't do for themselves. And Father God, we just lift up our country to you. We lift up our President Barack Hussein Obama. We lift up Vice President Joe Biden. We lift up our justices, our Supreme Court justices, our armed forces, Father God. And we pray over our states, Father God, because we want this nation to be not just say we are a godly nation, but to live like we're a godly nation according to the word of God. And we lift up the mayor of Washington, D.C., Vincent Gray. We lift up the governor of America, Samoa, Lulu Maliga, and we thank you, Father God, for bringing just godly people into their lives, Father God, that the laws and things that they put on their books, Father God, as a stand standard, Father God, will be a godly standard. And we just pray, Father God, for your anointing upon them, Father God, to just rise up in a strong way. Father God, that we would live by the plumb line of God, that we're measured by the standard of God, that we are honorable to you. We make honorable decisions, Father God, and we are just immersing ourselves in your spirit to overflowing. And Father God, we just ask you to fill us with your knowledge and your will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding. And we pray that in order that we may live a life worthy of the Lord and may please you in every way, bearing fruit in every good work and growing in the knowledge of God, that we would be strengthened with all power according to your glorious might, so that we may have great endurance and patience and joyfully give thanks to you, Father, who are qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light. Father God, we just thank you for your blessings to overflow on us, because we're your children, bought with the blood of Jesus Christ. We ask this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, sister. I appreciate that prayer. You know, folks, we believe in praying for your business, as you can tell. We believe to help you do that, we want to show you how to do that by going through the Circle Maker book. This is an awesome book that I have read, and it's by Mark Batterson. It's called The Circle Maker. And Brian, I realized that I was not praying properly. I realized I was praying Casper prayers as opposed to praying God prayers. And Casper prayers are, you know, I need a new car. I need a new pair of shoes. I need a new suit. And we need to expand our prayers out that encompass much larger things. And I think some of the things you guys are doing, you know, are those type of circle prayers and stuff. So I want to get into that. But in this book, we were going through it chapter by chapter. And I think we're in chapter 12. Are we?
We are. Yeah,
we're in chapter
much.
12 going through that. So Deborah, I know you have some things you want to cover on that.
Yes, and I just wanted to take one statement just to reinforce out of chapter 11 that we had been talking about, that we need to think differently.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes if we're thinking the same old thoughts, we're going to be praying the same old thoughts.
Right.
So he says the bigger the vision, the harder you'll have to pray, and the longer you will have to think.
Right.
So when we're thinking, we're not just thinking about our presence right now. It's like we're thinking about things we're going to do in the future. Like, Brian, when you're working with people with their buildings and stuff, that you are actually building their future. And so what you do now is sown into how it's going to work for them years down the road.
Right.
And so we need to learn that long praying that we do and thinking long is very, very important to the kingdom of God. And then in chapter 12, it goes on and talks about when we are, because we've dealt with dreaming big and praying hard, and now we're doing that thinking long, and sometimes it can get boring. Now, when he said that, I was like, what? What do you mean boring? I mean, we talk about, get these big dreams going, get all excited, you know, and press in hard and really pray and make it happen. And then he gets to this chapter and he says, okay, long and boring. Mm-hmm. Like, long and boring? And what happens is that, you know, sometimes we've got a baby that's so in prayer, we start thinking maybe nothing's going to happen or you know, is anything happening, because we don't see it happening. And he got into talking about this whole, you know, individuals are being stolen, the girls are being stolen from their homes, you know, and into sex slavery, and how they were praying over the deliverance of these girls and stuff. And it was like the prayer itself got to be long and boring, but at the same time, it's sowing a great seed. And he says, breakthrough is long and boring, but it is the price you pay for miracles.
Right. Right.
So after you have prayed hard and then excitement starts to wane, you still keep praying. And even though it feels boring, there are still some great and mighty things that are happening along the way. And he says, but very few of us are willing to love that long or pray that hard.
Amen. You know, yeah, absolutely. In the book here, it was talking about drawing prayer circles often feels like a long and boring process, and it can be frustrating when you feel like you've been circling forever. So you just go round and around mm-hmm. and praying and praying and praying, and you don't see anything happening right away. It's, you know, it can be very frustrating. You start to wonder if God really hears or if God really cares.
That's right. And, you know, and he also talked about, you know, sometimes like the meeting that these guys that were going in and rescuing these young ladies from such a horrible thing. And he said that they had a staff meeting, and their staff meeting was a prayer meeting. And that's what they did. And he said he wasn't talking about the kind of prayer that's the first thing on your agenda. He's talking about prayer that is the agenda.
Right.
And I was like, well, that's definitely taking it to a whole nother level. And he came to the conviction that one prayer can accomplish more than 1,000 plans. And I think that is so true. And he says it's a lethal combination to dream big, pray hard, think long, that you might just bring kings to their knees and shut the mouth of lions.
Yeah, yeah. He also talks about, but if you pray long and boring prayers, your life will be anything but boring. Your life will turn into the spiritual adventure it was designated to be. It won't always go where you want it to go, but it will get you through.
Amen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, all right. Well, you're listening to Bible the Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio. That's ctkradio.org. And go over to our Facebook page. It's asanetwork.biz and join that group. And then give us a love tap. And a love tap means tell a positive story. When you go do that, we're going to share that positive story, and we're going to share your information on the radio, give you some free publicity. We'll be right back after these messages.
I'm watching people drive by, T-Mac on the radio.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. If you're in the Denver metro area and you need internet, get it now for $1 a day. No bundles, no hassles, and only a 12-month contract. For more information, call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
A Day of Jala Ministries, changing the world one life at a time. To learn more, visit the website at www.adayajala.com. Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
Really going right, looking for a ray of hope.
Welcome back to Bible the Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio, where we work hard and pray hard to enhance the success rate of your home-based business. You know, we just went through the Circle Maker book, and I was talking with Brian Watson, our guest in studios. In fact, let me introduce Brian, and then he has the fortunate pleasure of meeting Mark Batterson, who is the author of that book. So we're going to hear some of his insights and then getting to that. So Brian Watson is the founder and CEO of North Star Commercial Partners. And North Star Commercial Partners is a privately held commercial real estate investment company that was founded back in 2012. And Brian graduated from on the Western Slope, and then went to college here at the University of Colorado Boulder. Is that CU Boulder?
Yes.
All right, CU Boulder. And he's Brian is doing a lot of things. We're going to get into all those things and a whole bunch more. He's also in a program. He just started in a program called LPR, his Leadership Program of the Rockies. And I was fortunate last year to be a graduate of LPR in 2014, the best class ever. Just to let you know.
We'll see about that.
And so we're going to talk about that and a whole lot more. But Brian was telling us that he had met Mark Batterson. I don't know when that was, but he was telling us about that. So tell us, what was your encounter with Mr. Batterson?
Well, first, I'd like to thank you for having me on the show. I really appreciate it, and I love the work that you both are doing. It's absolutely transformational. So thank you for being positive about that.
Appreciate it.
Yes, I'm a part of different Christian giving groups throughout the country. One of them is Generous Giving. I don't know if you've heard of that or not, but they don't want any of your money. They just want to focus on having you give your money and to find good causes and to realize what a blessing it is to give. And I think oftentimes that's lost in society.
Yes,
people look at it as an obligation versus a blessing and an opportunity to serve the Lord. And so Mark was a speaker there. And it was just really interesting to hear somebody's heart, you know, who has the ability to see and observe things. We all see things in the world, but how many really observe and take it to heart and then are able to put that into the written word on a piece of paper that can have a conversation or a Bible study about it. So I love that you're doing it. And he was a very interesting gentleman.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we love this book. So we've been going through it here. We're almost to the end of it. But we wanted to teach our audience how to pray properly for the business. And I think Mark has a real good handle on it in this book. He talks about a lot about drawing circles. I know the circles that I've drawn now in my prayer have been much larger and encompass, it, you know, it goes way beyond Casper stuff. you know, it's world stuff, you know, it's life changing things. Now I'm also Facebook friends with you. So I live vicariously through your many adventures of killing, not killing.
We used the term harvest.
Harvesting animals with your son going out hunting. So I get to see all those pictures and stuff on Facebook. So tell us a little bit about Brian.
Well, you know, I'm a simple guy. I come from a family that I grew up on the western slope of Colorado in a very small town and agricultural community. So everything about, you know, those small towns is in my blood, from hunting and fishing to an appreciation of agriculture and hard work. I went to school up in Boulder. I got a degree in real estate. And but coming from a family of entrepreneurs, I always wanted to have my own company. So after being a broker for 7 years, I founded North Star Commercial Partners in 2000. And the focus of the company was to go out and to buy the vacant real estate and put it into productivity. I've been married 17 years to my best friend and have three wonderful children, a 22-year-old daughter who's a singer and songwriter in Nashville. And her, she's having an album being produced right now, and she's going to be graduating, from Belmont University, and two boys, 11 and 14 years of age.
Nice, nice. That's awesome. Now, I've been fortunate to be around several of the projects that you've been working on. I know one project in particular that we've been intimately involved with, and that's the Afrique Mall. So now this was this building was purchased last year, or when was it purchased, the Afrique Mall?
It was purchased last year. And, you know, I met the gentleman from Afrique Mall because I bought a almost vacant building in the Denver Tech Center, which was the Innovation Pavilion building. And I bought that from a lender. And about 90% of what we acquire is completely vacant. And I buy vacant properties because I want to come alongside and help create jobs and opportunity for people in those buildings so they can go achieve their dreams. And I believe things like jobs and opportunity are directly connected to things like freedom and even one's faith and going out and being a productive member of society. And so through that process, I met the gentleman from Afrique Mall, and they shared with me that for 7 years, they were looking for their own building, a building that these African immigrants could have a cultural center in, that they could have different food from throughout the African continent and help promote entrepreneurship and jobs and opportunity within that continent. And so we identified a building on East Colfax, frankly, in an area where a lot of real estate investors don't want to go because it's so economic challenging. They're running from it. But I like taking existing buildings and finding that diamond in the rough and making them better. So we bought that vacant building from a lender, and the lender wasn't going to do anything with it. And we funded it and are doing the build out right now. And it will be open probably in the next, within the next 45 to 60 days. And I can't wait to go in and to celebrate with the people. They're wonderful people.
Because we did like a ground, was it called a groundbreaking, or it was a ceremony that we had several months ago, maybe 6 or so months ago. You know, we were there for the, when you guys were knocking holes in the walls with the
You don't get to knock holes in walls often. So no, it was a wonderful opportunity.
Well, it's going to be exciting to be at that facility. In fact, we want to hold some of our events in the future at that facility. So we're excited to be able to do that.
Well, you know, it's interesting to me, you know, my grandparents were immigrants to this country. And you think about people who come to this country and they leave their families and they come in search of the American dream and opportunity and the risks that they take for that. And I think that, you know, we are are this great melting pot. And that's what's so wonderful about America. You know, we're sadly, there's some out there who are always trying to divide, you know, people, whether based on your sex or your race or your economic background, whatever it is. And, you know, our goal is to help unite. And regardless of the color of one's skin, regardless of their background, everybody wants an opportunity, an opportunity to go out and create something for themselves and their family. And if I decided a long time ago, you talk about the power of prayer. You know, my prayer is to the Lord, your will, not mine. And as we all know, that's a powerful prayer, and it's a really risky prayer because the Lord may just answer it. And I say to that, to the Lord, I said, look, you know, at the end of the day, if you want to take me down a dirty, dusty, you know, missionary trail, or you want to take me into the, you know, boardroom of some corporation, your will, not mine. And the Lord has given me a wonderful opportunity to be a point of light in areas with investors and with corporations that might not normally see that point of light. And to also come alongside people and just to be a blessing to them and to help them. And, you know, I learned so much for it, and we have such a rich, wonderful relationships, and it's exciting to see that that impact in society.
Now, I know that you just are in the 2015 LPR class, the Leadership Program of the Rockies. I went through the program last year. It was a phenomenal program. In fact, I think I first met you at the event down at the Broadmoor. I was down there with Derek and gang down at the Broadmoor. And then we kind of went through some other events and stuff that you were a part of, that you sponsored, and just different events that we seen each other in. And I did you get my advice on Facebook about because you're running for president of the 2015 class?
Yes, I did get that on Facebook, and I appreciate it. You know, I'm a big believer in learning from others. And frankly, I'll travel around the country just to sit with someone to learn their golden nuggets of wisdom. And to me, you know, whether it's somebody who's, you know, whatever stage of life, even a cab driver, someone who's hoping to clean an office building, or a CEO, or anyone in between, there's that golden nugget of wisdom that you can learn from each person. And so I appreciate that. And yes, I am running for president. We announced it this weekend for president of LPR, and it's just a fantastic program. Excited to be a part of it.
It is. It is. Now, we raised a lot of money, so you guys have a high bar to try to over, you know, to reach, because we raised over $100,000 for our class.
Well, I thought today I was going to be collecting a check from you. Isn't that you're making a big donation today, weren't you?
Wrong show.
that's the wrong show.
that's a few doors down. That show.
You're in the wrong studio.
In fact, this interview is now over.
We thought it was the other way around. Anyway, no. So it's an awesome program, and you're going to have a lot of fun. But you are familiar with LPR. See, I had no idea of what it was all about until I was in it. But you were kind of in and around it and stuff. So
Yeah, I've been a supporter for years. I've even hosted their Christmas party at my home, and been a part of the retreat, and, just love the principles. A lot of people thought I'd already been through it. But, you know, these enduring principles of American society, things like liberty and freedom and the Constitution, you know, they weren't perfect when they wrote the Constitution. But you look at that document, and it was a step in the right direction, and the transformational impact. You know, I often say to people, you know, for a moment, take America off the world stage. America never existed. Just think about that for a second. Now, I know we're not perfect as a country. We've got a long way to go. But you look at what our country has helped to contribute to the world scene. This idea of, you know, honoring women and empowering them with voting, you know, whether it be race relations and those type of things. Again, not perfect. But I've traveled a good part of the world. And I try to tell people that we have won the historical and locational lottery of all time to live where and when and how we do. And if we take it for granted, it will be taken away from us. Again, we got a long ways to go to work together, to have healing, and to join hands together. But at the end of the day, you know, I think that it's within our grasp to make a positive impact. And I think one that's rewarding to the Lord at the end of the day.
I get extremely frustrated. And, you know, because we've had these conversations about there are powers that be out there that tell individuals that they, you know, they don't. They have to rely on the government for everything. You know, you can't do it on your own. And I'm not saying that we should try to do it on our own. You know, we're going to have a team and all these other things, but we can do incredible things as we work together with other people, you know, with, it was like-minded people headed toward a common goal.
Yeah. You know, we recently hosted the Reverend C.L. Bryant mm-hmm. At my home and, mm-hmm. you know, his film Runaway Slave. Right. I don't know if you've seen that right. or not. But, yeah. you know, he has a very interesting message. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I believe that the empowerment of the individual mm-hmm. and the freedom for them to pursue their dreams. Mm-hmm. Now, I didn't say pursue my dreams right. or mm-hmm. pursue a government's dreams, right. but to pursue their right. dreams, right. whatever right. that looks like for them.
Yeah.
That's what we should be in the business of doing. And I do believe that it could be transformational. And even within the Christian community, you know, sadly, Christians were sometimes known more of what we're against than right. what we're for.
Right.
And I want to be one of those Christians that's known for their love and their service to yeah. their fellow human being to make a positive impact.
Amen. Amen. Well, we are just getting started with Brian Watson. He is an awesome guy and he's doing awesome things in the community. You're listening to Bible and Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio. That's ctkradio.org. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Christ the King Radio is the internet broadcast outreach ministry of World Media Ministries, a 501c3 corporation, and Christ the King Radio Ministries. The goal of Christ the King Radio is to follow the command found in Mark 16:15, to go into all the world, preaching the good news to everyone, everywhere. Not just teaching about the power, glory, and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, but also to provide positive, encouraging information on how to promote and maintain healthy interpersonal relationships and business practices. At this time, Christ the King Radio needs not only your prayers, but your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on either of our website, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. Your tax-deductible gift, no matter how small, will go a long way in helping us to continue to reach God's people and to promote the kingdom of God here on earth. Your gift is tax deductible, and you will receive an electronic receipt when you donate via the links on one of our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. On behalf of the staff and management, thanks again for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. Beat the high costs of other international money transfer services in the Denver metro area. Call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the host or guest of the following program may not be those of the staff or management of World Media Ministries or Christ the King Radio.
Welcome back to Bible and Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio. That's ctkradio.org. And we are your hosts, Casper Stockham and Deborah Smith, all the way from Phoenix, Arizona. My lovely wife is in studio as well, Cheryl. And we have our guest, Brian Watson, here from North Star Commercial Partners. And Brian is an awesome guy, wealth of information, definitely doing a lot of awesome things in the community. And we were discussing, or at least I want to kind of continue discussing a little bit about, I get frustrated with people that I talk to. Typically, they are people in the community who feel that they have no options really to do anything without government help or assistance. And I'm not, and I think there is a place for government help and assistance, especially if you are, you know, you're physically challenged or mentally challenged. You know, you need to be helped and helped out. But a lot of us have the means, you know, we have, you know, we're healthy, you know, we got two hands. We did an Elbert Guillory event several months ago. And Elbert had an analogy that I loved, and it was the hand turned with the palm up. The hand with your palm up, the only thing you can do is wait for somebody to put something in it. And then if they do, now you can feed yourself. But that's about all you can do with your palm up. When your palm is down, you can grab stuff. You can turn pages in a book. You can pick up a tool, all those kind of things. So those are the types of mindsets that we're trying to instill in the community.
You know, it kind of reminds me, you know, that analogy you just used of going to the altar, you know, when you're talking to the Lord, mm-hmm. you know, are you going to hold it in your hand and hold it tight, or are you going to turn it over and put it all, you know, before him? But, you know, I believe that one time in society, that people first and foremost looked upon themselves, and then they looked to their community. And I believe at that time we were more connected with our community. We understood our neighbors. People were more connected to their churches and different organizations. Mm-hmm. And then after that, you know, they may look to this thing called the government.
Right.
And sadly, some well-intended laws originally by the government have turned to where now, first and foremost, people look to the government.
Right.
And if they can't get something from the government, then they may look around their community and see if there's someone willing to help them, a church or a different organization.
Right.
And then, you know, lastly, they may look at themselves. And I think that there is nothing like the freedom of empowering people to go out and make an impact themselves.
Yeah.
I think it's part of the God-shaped void that's within us and breathing life into us. You know, God did not make us to be machines.
Right.
He gave us this amazing, powerful thing called free will. And every day you get to get up and decide, what are you going to do with that gift each day?
Yeah.
And sadly, I think it's become deadened a little bit in society where, you know, all different groups say, you know what, I just have nothing to contribute, or I'm not positive about the future. And I think it breaks God's heart, and I know it breaks my heart.
Yeah.
And so we try to figure out, what can we do to come alongside, not to preach to these people, but to empower them, to love them, to serve them.
Right.
And I think through that process, I think some very transformational things can occur.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I agree with you, Brian. I also believe that God gave us a dream, a vision. When we are little people, you know, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I think somewhere along the line, we lost that dream, that vision, that hope that we can become even greater than we can even aspire to become, because God has instilled it in us to be great.
I think you're right. I think you're right. Well, you know, what is the statistic that how many times we're told no by a certain age? And think about it in society. You know, we're always beaten down by different things. Mm-hmm. And again, you think about just how amazing being a human is and to be alive. You know, when I'm at my darkest times, and we all have different dark times, I go to the Lord and I just start praying about everything. Lord, I'm just thankful for the ability to taste, the ability to see, the ability to breathe, walk, touch, feel. And you start adding up all the things that you're thankful for that you have.
Yeah.
It kind of puts your problem into perspective.
Right.
I'm not saying your problem's not important.
Absolutely.
Your problem is there, and you're in the valley for a reason, to have empathy and understanding and growth.
Mm-hmm.
But to really understand just how blessed you are to be alive.
Yeah. I know we were.
You know what I think? One of the things that when we're helping other people, if we remember that if we give them a fish, they eat for the day, but if we teach them the fish, they eat for a lifetime.
So
and
true.
We really want to have lifetime impact on people that we're working with.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. I know yesterday at church, our pastor preached a sermon, and one of the things that stuck out in that sermon to me was the phrase, when you are and I'm probably going to mess this up a little bit, but basically he was saying when you are having difficulty and you're thinking a certain way, do the opposite. So it's like if you are getting into an argument with your spouse and you're thinking that you want to continue that argument, stop and hug her and kiss her instead, you know, to do the opposite of what you're doing, because that's going to, you know, it's going to put you in a better place. The people in the community, they are being told that they need, you know, they cannot get out of that community. You have to stay here. You have to suffer with, you know, whatever the condition it is, just do the opposite, you know, say, no, I don't, you know, find something, fix it, you know, paint it, wash it up, clean it up and sell it, you know, and then, you know, and then find something that, you know, just keep going in that direction as opposed to the other direction.
Well, you know, you bring up a really good point. You know, oftentimes there's people in society who say, you know, the Bible was just written by some people and there's no such thing as God and all these other things. Mm-hmm. And I say to them, you know, have you actually read the Word?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because when you read the Word, there's things in there. Those are not, you know, normal human responses.
Right.
Those are not normal human thoughts.
Right.
These are counter to what we are. Right. And I love that idea of saying, you know, seek the Lord's will at the end of the day. And I think that if you get up every day and you figure out, how can I bless just one life, or how can I make the world better in just one little way?
Right.
Could you imagine if all the billions of people on this planet got up every day and did that, how transformational this world could be?
You know, in Ferguson, you know, when they had the riots, things like that, or even any of the riots in our past, if we were to, instead of rioting, if we were to do a mass mob and paint something, you know, fix up the neighborhood, clean something up, you know, that would go far further than, you know, destroying something and wonder why, you know, you live in this place that's all destroyed and there's graffiti everywhere and, you know, just it's in disarray. Well, it's in disarray because we're not taking care of, you know, the property and the things that have been given to us.
Yeah. You know, I had this conversation with my 14-year-old son the other day and I said, you know, in the world, it's kind of interesting. I think it's easy and almost lazy to tear down.
Yeah.
Because, you know, building up, that takes a lot of energy. That takes a lot of thought. That takes a lot of work. And it's harder.
It is harder.
Anybody can tear down. And whether you're talking to somebody and the words that you use, either any of us could use words that tear down.
Yeah.
But to build somebody up, to love them, that's really where it becomes transformational.
Yeah.
And whether that be in a physical thing of a building or actually in your interactions with an individual, I just think it's so important to be a builder versus a destroyer.
Absolutely.
My favorite Disney movie is the name of it is Robots, and it's about Mr. Bigwell. And Mr. Bigwell's motto is find a need, fill a need. Mm-hmm. And it makes me think of several years ago when I had the opportunity to travel to Zambia. And when you get to Zambia, it's a totally different world. They are now an independent country, but at one point they were ruled by
The British.
Mm-hmm. And so it's like when the British pulled out, Zambia's time stood still. Nothing happened. But it's interesting to see that the people have such an entrepreneurial spirit. Everywhere you go, somebody, because there's no welfare. There is no government to help them. Mm-hmm. There's no Walmart. There's no Dollar Tree. There's nothing. And even when you go to the grocery store, I remember looking at their produce. It was so small and so puny. Even the produce was malnourished. But the people had a spirit that no matter what, they were entrepreneurs. They were looking. They would find things to produce, to make, to create, to rejuvenate, to sell.
Mm-hmm.
They found a need. They found a way to fill it with whatever they had. And they have so much less than what we have. But their spirit is so much bigger than ours.
You know, I've been to Africa several times and my heart calls out to Africa. I mean, I just love it there. It's such an amazing, amazing place. And I would say, not to make a broad generalization, but I would say a lot of the people are that way. And we had this discussion the other day, actually in LPR, and this idea that, you know, the international funds and donations and everything that we've put, you know, into places like that, do they do more harm or more good? And, you know, when you, the best thing that we could be doing is to instill an appreciation of entrepreneurship and property rights. You know, a lot of these people are held back by their governments that take from them. And, you know, these are hardworking people. And and whether it's somebody, you know, in Africa or the United States, these people have dreams. And I think that it could be transformational and a positive impact to be able to give them those rights and those freedoms that they deserve so that they can go out and work hard and reap the rewards of working hard.
And they believe in working hard. They are the people that we were around were the most kind and the most generous, and they would gather together as a community to provide, you know, if it was breakfast or lunch or did whatever they had, even though it was small, they didn't have a problem giving it.
Yeah. Reminds you of some verses in the Bible, I'm sure too. But, you know, I will submit that, you know, a lot of those cultures, and I've been in South America, you know, as well, and in Africa. And I would say in some respects, they're more wealthy than we are. They're more wealthy in spirit. They're more wealthy in relationships. They're more wealthy in what is their real priority about spending time together and enjoying this thing called family. For us, sometimes in America, family is looked at as an obligation versus a blessing and an opportunity to get together, and how we could learn so much from those individuals.
Well, I know when they go to church, it's for real. I mean,
oh my goodness,
and their faith and their belief in healing and things like that is 100 times, 100-fold, you know, what we have, because they don't have anything else. They don't have the medicine. They have to have that faith in order for them to, you know, survive.
Well, you bring up a really good, you know, point, is that I think sometimes in American society, people read the Bible and say, oh, isn't that interesting, these healing that occur. And these other countries, they believe in the battle of good and evil every single day. And they believe in the power of healing every single day because they need to. And I think it is very interesting when you think about that.
Absolutely. Well, you're listening to Bible to Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio. That's ctkradio.org. We want you to go over to our Facebook page at ASA Network and do a love tap. That's tell a positive story. When you do that, we'll share the story and share your business information on the radio. We're looking for sponsors. We're also looking for donations to the show, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Long TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. Do you need reliable international long distance that starts at only 1 cent per minute? Then call us at World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, call us at 720-275-1355.
A Day of Jala Ministries, changing the world one life at a time. To learn more, visit the website at www.adeajala.com. Bringing light unto a dark world, Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
Back to Bible and Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio. That's ctkradio.org. I'm your host, Casper Stockham. Here, Deborah Smith on the line, all the way from Phoenix, Arizona. My lovely wife is in studio as well, Cheryl. And we have our guest, Brian Watson. We've had an awesome time visiting with Brian, talking about all types of things, from politics to religion to building buildings in the community. And Brian has another project that I wanted to talk about, because this is fascinating. The whole arena dealing with dealing with charter schools and Common Core, and I mean all the things going on with that. So tell us a little bit about that initiative that you're doing with the schools.
You bet. Well, and for all the listeners, you know, I would encourage you. A number of years ago, I decided to start connecting my passions with my profession. Mm-hmm. It just happened to be that the Lord put me in a place of commercial real estate. Mm-hmm. And it's an interesting mission field into itself, as we talked about before. But try to figure out whatever it is you do for your business. Right. How can you use it to glorify the Lord in some way? And so, you know, we buy vacant buildings and we create jobs and opportunity for people around the country.
Sure.
And you can learn more at NorthStarCommercialPartners.com. And so part of that is to go out and to help with education. You know, to me, education, getting access to a quality education, is literally one of our civil rights issues of our day.
Right.
You know, it's one of those, you know, foundational cornerstones that a lot of life is built upon, the ability to read, the ability to think, et cetera. And so we're going out and buying vacant office, industrial, and retail buildings at, you know, 30 or 40% of their replacement cost value, and fixing those buildings up for charter schools. And there's all kinds of different charter schools out there that are having an interesting impact. And it's really to empower parents and children with choice in education. And, you know, I have three different kids, and each of them are different in terms of what they like and do. And as a parent, I should be empowered with the choice of what is the best environment for my kid to go into that they're going to thrive. I will say I'm a public school kid, and I believe in our public school system, and that's one of the great things of our country. But at the end of the day, each parent should be empowered to send their kid to the best school that they can send them to, regardless of what zip code they have. You know, they live in. You know, a lot of the wealthy right now, well, the wealthy, all of the wealthy, they already have school choice. You know, they can move to the community that they want to, or the state that they want to, or they can afford private schools. Everybody else is caught in the current system. And so this is about empowering all of those people with that choice so that they can see their children flourish and blossom.
Now, you bring up an interesting point, because I know in the community, one of the reasons why they don't think charter schools are for them is because there could be a charter school right down the street, but they can't send their child there either because the school is full, or they don't qualify, or something, you know, just to weird things to go on with that.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. Right now in Colorado, about 11% of the population are for charter schools. And so I'm working with 10 charter schools right now. You know, one of these schools is in Montbello. And sadly, every single public school in and around this area in Montbello has an F rating. So if you live near this school, you're sending your child to an F rated school. Now, your child may or may not thrive in there, but the odds are not in their favor. And so this charter school, we're buying a vacant 60,000 square foot office building, and there's a charter school called Academy 360 that will be going into this building. It's already in the community, and it will be flourishing. And a lot of these schools we're working with are groups that are coming out of a church basement or a free office space somewhere, need to get to the next step, but aren't yet able to go out and afford a building. Because we buy buildings where we do, that means there's going to be more money in the classroom for students and for teachers where it should be. And we're also going to take profits from the fund and give away to scholarships. For kids to go for vocational training, or to go to the school that they want, or even colleges, for teacher and administration training, and to really plant seeds that will reap fruit for many years to come. And so we're excited about it, and we think that it'll be very transformational on a positive level. And whether someone wants to send their kid or not to a charter school, at least give them the choice and the opportunity to be able to do it.
And another challenge with the but the people in the community is they don't have the transportation that it needs to get to these schools. So putting the schools in the community helps them with that, because in some areas they could walk to the school.
Absolutely. And we're going to be putting them right in the heart of those communities where it's easier access. And, you know, again, these are going to be vacant buildings that we're going to help to transform and to see kids' dreams come alive. And so we're just focused on Colorado right now. We may look at, you know, other opportunities around the country. But really, education is the great empowerment tool to let people achieve their dreams, create their businesses, and create that ripple effect. If you don't have an education, the ability just to read, the ability just to write and to understand math and financial concepts, you will be at a disadvantage in society. But if you have education, you can compete head-to-head with anyone, regardless of your background, regardless of your skin color. It does not matter.
There you go. And speaking of...
Brian, do you find that when you're taking a building and you're transforming that building and taking it up to the next level, that sometimes that causes other buildings in that community to start stepping up and being a little bit more aesthetic and making the neighborhood look better?
Absolutely. And it is that planting of a seed that has a ripple effect. And it's a great point, you know, that you have. You know, we start, we go into the community, we fix it up, and hopefully others will take heed as well. And my company, North Star Commercial Partners, we go out and do service projects as well, you know, planting trees and
nice.
Fixing up properties. You can learn more a lot about of our initiatives at brianwatson.us, and on there, all of our different initiatives that we have within the community, and also information on my foundation, where we take and invest in the community and try to create a positive impact as well.
So that was Brian.
Wow, what a great ministry. That's awesome.
So it's brianwatson.us.
brianwatson.us, okay. And all of our things. And you can send me an email from there and see everything from the Opportunity Coalition to the Education Fund to North Star.
Yeah. In fact, I want to get to the Opportunity Coalition. And it seems like we had plenty of time and now we're running out of time. So there's a lot of stuff I want to talk about. But just finishing up with the charter schools. And I had a thought, doggone it. You know what? Let's go to the Opportunity Coalition, because I had a thought on the schools, but I don't remember what it was now. So I've been to some of the Opportunity Coalition meetings that are done here locally in the Colorado area at the Innovation Pavilion. So tell us a little bit about the Opportunity Coalition.
You bet. So the Opportunity Coalition is a nonprofit that I founded a little over a year ago. And I was just blessed with meeting a lot of people and going back to those golden nuggets of wisdom that you can learn mm-hmm. to promote your business
right.
or life. And so we bring in a speaker once a month, mm-hmm. Someone of influence, whether it be politics or academics or, you know, philanthropy, business, and they just share their golden nuggets of
right.
wisdom. And all those videos can be found on our website at opportunitycoalition.com.
Mm-hmm.
And my hope is that people can learn and say, okay, how does that apply to my life and what can I do with that?
Mm-hmm.
In addition, I do twice a week have a podcast, and you can get those for free on iTunes,
mm-hmm.
or you can go to the Opportunity Coalition website as well. And in 30 minutes or less, I interview people from around the world,
mm-hmm.
People with just phenomenal stories. You know, one of the most recent people that I interviewed was the CEO of ARC Thrift Stores.
Mm-hmm.
And you think about the positive impact that ARC has with mentally challenged people in our
sure.
community. It's mm-hmm. absolutely amazing.
Right.
Todd Harper, who's head of Generous Giving, and the mm-hmm. idea of giving and the blessing of giving in America from a Christian perspective.
Yeah.
So in 30 minutes or less on your way to work, you can listen to these great interviews. And we hope that it'll be transformational and similar to what you're doing here,
yeah.
you know, putting out a positive, good word
mm-hmm.
That will hopefully have that lasting impact for many people. And
absolutely.
So we feel blessed by the organization and would love people to attend if they're in town, or you can attend by looking on the website.
Yeah. Now those, it's normally on a Thursday night, but I think you changed the night to Wednesday now, or?
Well, usually it's on a Thursday,
okay.
but we have to sometimes accommodate the speakers
okay.
and what their needs are.
Okay.
You know, we just most recently had the head of the Cardinal Bankers Association mm-hmm. and all these different heads of banks, because the access to capital for mm-hmm. businesses and everything since
yeah.
the great crash is very important.
Yeah.
Next month, we have Jake Jabs,
yeah.
who's the founder
I'll
of American Furniture Warehouse.
I'll be at that one
and,
for sure.
And we probably all have a piece of his furniture somewhere in our house. And then we have Linda Childers in January, who's head of the Daniels Foundation,
mm-hmm.
which just has a tremendous impact of giving scholarships. And they also have the Young Americans Bank, which teaches young kids about financial literacy. So
right.
really some positive things. And I encourage people to go to the opportunitycoalition.com to look at it.
Absolutely. Wow, man, you got a lot of stuff going. I thought I was busy. Brian's busy.
Right.
Yes, he is.
Well, you know what? The old saying, if you want something done, give it to a busy person. But, you know, we're all busy. But, you know, I'm blessed with a phenomenal team and support group. And so, you know, we're trying just to do our part where we can in a few different areas and want to have that impact. You know, my
yeah.
parents told me a long time ago, Brian, you're blessed if you impact one life for the mm-hmm. better. If you impact more, great. But focus on the one.
Yeah, yeah.
And so every day we get up and we focus on the one.
Mm-hmm.
And if it has a ripple effect with others, then so be it. And
yeah.
obviously your show is having that similar impact. And
yeah.
And who knows who you're having an impact on today.
Right, right. I wanted to ask you about Common Core when it came to the charter schools, because there are powers that be that believe Common Core is the best thing that ever happened to our school system. I am not one of those individuals, so I was wondering if you had any thoughts on Common Core.
You bet. Well, I don't believe it's the role of our government to force feed what we should be teaching our kids and
right.
not. I do believe that we should have some type of measuring standard. Mm-hmm. So we say, okay, how are we doing in this state or this county or this school versus another? Right. You know, again, it goes back to transparency for empowering parents to say, okay, what are the statistics of this school? Are they teaching our children the basics of, you know, math and reading and all those wonderful things, those basic principles? Right. And where's the best environment for my child? If you don't know, if you just go to the school down the street because, well, that's where you graduated from or just down the street, then you don't have that transparency. So I do believe in basic standards, but I do not believe that it's a government's role to force feed what books we should be reading or not teaching our children at the end of the day.
Mm. Wow. Man, it's like drinking from a fire hose, listening to all the stuff Brian's got going on. I love it. I love it. Okay, so tell us in the last few minutes we have here, you mentioned I put my glasses on. I can't read anything. North Star Commercial Partners. They can go to NorthStarCP.com to get information on that. Right.
Well, the best place to go is just brianwatson.us.
Okay.
And there under organizations are every one of our initiatives from the foundation to North Star to the Opportunity Coalition to the Education Fund.
Oh, perfect.
And they can just go from there and see. They can also send me an email personally. Mm-hmm. You know, we're always looking for opportunities of how to come alongside people and try to create a blessing. We're really big believers in giving back to the community. Mm-hmm. We donate space to different nonprofits and charities that are doing a great impact. In fact, we just donated 60,000 square feet. We're about ready to announce to the Marines for their Toys for Tots program.
Wow.
Okay. And people can get a toy during the holiday season and be blessed during that Christmas time. So we're always trying to figure out if anybody has ideas of their community or what we can be doing. We're all ears because, again, we're trying to be focused on that every single day.
Amen. Well, we're blessed to have you with us, Brian. We appreciate that. And you have been listening to Bible to Business here on Christ the King World Radio. I'm your host, Casper Stockham, with the co-host Deborah Smith from Phoenix, Arizona. My lovely wife is in studios, and we have had an awesome time talking with Brian Watson, and we look forward to maybe getting him back because, I mean, we're just scratching the surface. I know what Brian's got going on. You can find us at asanetwork.biz. You can also go over to Facebook and do a search for ASA Network, and we will see you on the next show.
Christ the King Radio is the internet broadcast outreach ministry of World Media Ministries, a 501c3 corporation, and Christ the King Radio Ministries. The goal of Christ the King Radio is to follow the command found in Mark 16:15, to go into all the world, preaching the good news to everyone, everywhere. Not just teaching about the power, glory, and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, but also to provide positive, encouraging information on how to promote and maintain healthy interpersonal relationships and business practices. At this time, Christ the King Radio needs not only your prayers, but your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on either of our website, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. Your tax-deductible gift, no matter how small, will go a long way in helping us to continue to reach God's people and to promote the kingdom of God here on earth. Your gift is tax deductible, and you will receive an electronic receipt when you donate via the links on one of our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. On behalf of the staff and management, thanks again for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.